didn't want to get our bill passed. Folks up here were pushing me, you see. Everybody in Old Melbourne County was right behind me. And that down there every day, you know, to see about it. And so, I got in with the Speaker of the House, who's Andrew, no.
Randall Evans.
No.
Oh, no, he's the one that did it.
Randall Evans, the one that helped me draw up the bill. I mean, the merger. Andrew King, you were the clerk of the House, and that other boy, David.
Well, they would.
He was the head of the. Anyway, I got on the good side of them, and talking to them, and they asked me to. They told me, said, I'll tell you what you do some morning when you know there's enough in the House, you have to pass the bill. They had to have 104 votes to pass any bill. So, they said, now you come down here and ask for unanimous consent to take up House Bill number so-and-so, which was our merger bill, and take it. Get it taken up, you know, not in line with others, and ask for unanimous consent. And if enough of them vote for it, well, if all of them had to vote for it, for it being unanimous consent. Mm-hmm. And this fellow that been introducing those bills, fighting, John Boykin, the one that had me in the tight, he wasn't in the House right at that time, but one of his henchmen were. So, when I got up and asked for unanimous consent to take up this bill, he gets up, and I thought he was going to object, but he didn't. He just walked out. Mm-hmm. And he thought some others would walk out enough that we wouldn't have our 104 votes to pass the bill.
But they didn't, though.
And when we voted, we had enough.
Well, great.
And, in other words, folks up here, they didn't know about that. They didn't know how close we come, you know, mm-hmm. not getting through. We even had to fight here in this county, and then we had to fight in the legislature. Things that you had to watch.
We both profited for that merger.
Yeah. Boy, it's the greatest thing that ever happened. See, this was a little county here. This was Melbourne County. Mm-hmm. Our brother here was the county side. And we didn't have any assets, any income up here. We didn't have any factory. We had a little old cotton factory down here at Roswell. No, that was in, and by the way, the Roswell down here was in Cobb County.
Mm-hmm. All of it was.
Practically every bit of Roswell, the town of Roswell, the main part of Roswell was in Cobb County. Cobb County come in there and took a little nip. Our Milton County was a very nice strip to the left of Roswell, and over to the county line. And so there's a fellow, Cliff Vaughn, he's still living at Roswell now, and he's the one engineered that. He got Cobb County to agree for Roswell, his town, to go in to Fulton with Milton County, you see. They didn't take any vote on nothing, but it's just agreement they had. And it was agreed with Fulton County to take Roswell, because Fulton County wanted Roswell in preference of Alfreda, you see. It was closer to Atlanta, but larger place.
How long have you boss been there?
This is my first year here, and Max, too. We're in the graduate department at Emory.
In the graduate?
Mm-hmm. I went to undergraduate at Baylor in Waco, Texas.
Oh, Baylor?
Mm-hmm. The Baptist school.
Yeah. You know, I have a granddaughter that, of course, she's a Baptist. Mm-hmm.